to the hood. Amen? You might be able to go down on North Main. You might be able to get to Tamina. Amen? Or maybe over here, these weirdos over here in the Woodlands. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say he calls Matthew. Because Matthew was, he said, follow me, Matthew. Somebody say, thank God for that. Jesus was looking to do a new thing. So when God's looking to do a new thing, he finds people in new places. Somebody say hallelujah. And you know what? If the Pharisees were chosen, they would have never chosen Matthew. They would have never went in there to get him where he was. Same thing for some of you. Amen? Amen? Some of us. They would never select you to do some of the things that God called you to do. Amen? Because they think, don't nobody want to hear you. Well, maybe you don't. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he wasn't sending Matthew to speak to all those people. He was going to send Matthew right back to the people that he came out from. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he chose Matthew because he wanted to do a new thing. Matthew was going to help put a new piece of cloth on that old... he was going to make a new bottle to put new wine in. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say new wine. You know what these empty seats represent? New wine. Somebody say hallelujah. The new wine's more than just a manifestation, more than just a giggle, more than just a laugh. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. We don't have a church unless, you know what makes a church? Holy Ghost. The church was born of the second chapter of Acts when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The church was born out of, the Spirit of God moved and everybody was connected with that moving of the Spirit became a part of the church. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a grace out there. These seats represent new wine. And that new wine might be somebody out there that don't even know about Jesus yet. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's going to take a grace and a love in somebody's heart to get out there and reach them. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they'll never be connected to an old bottle. So that's the problem. We're trying to polish up old bottles and expect them to get in there and sing them old songs. Even some of the songs we sing, we think we're bluesing. That's old stuff. Amen. Somebody say old stuff. We want to dress all up. You know, thank God we look good and stuff like that. But somebody say why? Somebody say why? Somebody say old. Now, I'm not saying you got to learn. I'm not saying you got to learn to look like everybody else to reach everybody. But at least you got to be real. Somebody say new wine. He finds new wine. We've got to have new wine on the inside of us. New wine says, listen, thank God, we've got to learn to be real. See, I figured I'm a wild one. We had a prophetic song one time. We were singing it all night long. Y'all remember that? I'm a wild one. Somebody say hallelujah. Wild means that we refuse to be bound. Amen? Amen. We're going to be free in Jesus Christ because we know that God loves us. Amen? And that's what makes the difference. But we need to be Matthew. We need to be like Matthew, one of those people that he found, amen, that was doing stuff, amen. He was a tax collector. Isn't that strange? Kind of like a broker, amen, something like that. Hallelujah. No, but they were stealing and carrying on. We know that, amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And so he went on and he found that. Now let's go on. And when the Pharisees saw it, somebody say, when they saw, what did they see in Matthew chapter 9? And it came to pass, and Jesus passed forth hence, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, follow me, and he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him, and his disciples. Somebody say, watch out.
Watch out.
You know, Jesus was out there with some people. Amen? Amen. He stopped going to Luby's. Maybe he went over to Fridays or something. Amen? Amen. So say, thank you, Jesus. And they saw him hanging.
Amen.
They saw him not looking so religious. Amen. Not caught up with everybody else. Amen. He was talking to people, walking with people, loving people. He was out there. Somebody say, out there. Notice that he came to his own town, but he got out there. You know what? We need to get out there too. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, well, he wasn't looking to polish up no old bottles. He was making a new one. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. That's what this is all about. Amen.
Amen.
This is a church for new wine, for new people. Amen?
Amen.
And they don't need to feel inferior because they're not in some old bottle. As long as they got Jesus, as long as they got the Holy Ghost, as long as they got the Word, they got security. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say new wine.
New wine.
New bottles.
New bottles.
So those Pharisees saw him out there trying to get himself some new wine, trying to reach himself some new people, trying to expand his pool of relationship. Jesus has never been stuck going backwards. He's always going forward. He is extremely progressive, and he don't drag people along. Am I saying, what about the ones that want to be the old wine? Somebody said, they'll be okay. You notice that here he said that one breaks the other. He said, but this way both will be preserved. So say both. Do you try to tear up the old to make the new? No. Let them old go on and see Jesus. Amen. But let the new go on and do what God wants them to do. Am I talking in circles or am I making a little bit of sense? Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say a little bit. Amen? And when the Pharisees saw it, they said, why does your master eat with publicans and sinners? What's he hanging in with those people for? Amen? And when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, the whole need not a physician. Somebody say, thank God for that. Glory God. But they that are sick. Somebody say, thank God for that. Hallelujah. You know what? All those other people, you know, physician means healing. How many of you want to see healing? Amen. The world needs a healer. Amen. But they that are sick. But go ye and learn what it means. Somebody say, you need to learn something. Somebody say, we all need to learn something. I will have mercy. Somebody say, thank God. Whether you like it or not, whether you know what? He's going to have mercy whether you understand it or not. But he was just saying that to help them. Say, God will always be merciful. He says, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance. Somebody say, thank God for that. Well, we've been missing around here. We've been out here trying to preach the old wineskins, trying to call them to repent and change their mindset concerning things. So we say, hallelujah. God's not out to change people's mindset that want to be stuck. So we say, hallelujah. We're not out there trying to convince people that are in the old way. We waste so much of our time trying to convince people who we are and what we're about. Somebody say, hallelujah. You know what? We don't have to worry about people's mindset. People will talk. People will run their mouth and do all kinds of stuff. But God didn't call us to cause them to repent. Somebody say, repent. Amen. They don't need to be just like you. Let them be stuck where they are. Amen? Amen? We don't got time to be working on their little screwed up head. Amen? We got some heads out there. Amen? Some sinners' heads that need to be turned to repentance. Somebody say, glory to God. He said, I have not called the righteous. He said, I have not come to call the righteous to repent, to work over their head. We spend so much time trying to change people's thinking. And so long we've been trying to change the thinking of the church. Somebody say amen. And when certain people think trying to get them to come over to the new stuff, churches are splitting all the time because people are trying to change the way people think and the way they go in reference to the way things should be. Even in the revival, instead of them just going out there and sharing it to the world, they spent most of their time arguing with people that didn't even want it. Nothing worse, you know, we can be out there giving sinners joy, amen, and getting them turned on to the Holy Ghost, but instead we spend 8 weeks in old dead church trying to convince them that it's for them. How many times we sit up here and fight with people that should take things that God freely has given us? If we just went out there and start healing the world when the healing revival went on, instead of just fighting with the Baptists, telling them that God still heals today, a lot of people would be saved today. We spend most of the new thing spends most of its time battling with the old thing, trying to convince it that it's God. Well, you know what? God didn't call us, amen, to cause the righteous to repent. What does that mean? That repentance means change their mindset, change their thinking, amen? Jesus said, look, just look at what I'm doing, amen? He didn't spend his time trying to defend his cause all the time. Most of the time, he threw them a parable to throw them completely off. Why? Somebody say, why? Because many times you get in there, you know what, this new stuff, you know, there's some things that if I join that church, I'm a good Christian, you know what? But if I join that church and be all that God wants me to be, amen, and I'm not talking about getting out there acting crazy and sinning. I'm just talking about being free. Amen? Being free and doing what God told me to do. Somebody say, you tear that place up. Somebody say, holla. I was at a church here in the Woodlands, Texas. Me and the pastor are still good friends today. Amen? And they wanted us to do a revival because we were doing revivals in different places, amen, when we got there. And they want us to just to get in there and get in sync and help out and do whatever God wanted us to do and do stuff. But we were always in some sort of opposition, and we couldn't figure out why things just couldn't gel, because I was a team player. Amen? And one day I had a vision. Somebody say, thank God for that. This is what gave us, this is some of the liberty that allowed us to start when God was trying to get us to go on there and just go on and do Nations Church. Somebody say a new thing. We've always been trying to put what God wanted us to do on old stuff. Amen. And people would never understand it. We wouldn't get off on weird stuff. They'd never understand. And it would always be something there. Amen. Because we said, you know, I noticed that I was walking through this floor, through this big building, and I had these big old clodhoppers on. Somebody say, amen. And everywhere I'd walk, my foot would fall through the floor. And I noticed my legs were getting all cut up because I was walking through this old building. And every time I put my foot down, it would just shoot through the floor. And say, sometimes old things can't handle the weight of what God wants to do. I believe in revival, and I believe God's going to do it, but we got to pay the price for it. Jesse visualized it. Just two nights ago, we didn't even know what Jesse said on Friday night. He said he had a dream, and you know, I don't even think he ever been to California. He said he saw a big wave. Some say a big wave. He saw us. He sat up there and saw a big wave. That wave represents revival. Somebody say hallelujah. And these are some of the things. I'm just getting on this now, so I'm just starting to talk about it. My perspective of revival. Amen. And one of the things that I perceive about revival, and God's already started it. You would not believe the people that we're supernaturally bumping into. So many divine appointments that only God could do. You know, last night, wasn't that amazing? I mean, you would have thought it was Jesus stuck up there. This girl came. I mean, we had a waitress last night. We went out and helped this church. And we were out to some other place. This girl started rolling her mouth. You'd never know the girl ever knew Jesus, would you? Girl would not shut up talking about God, talking about Jesus. You know why? She was hungry. Girl never found a church. We tried to send her down there to Lakewood this morning. Amen. But she couldn't find a church because you know what? She couldn't find a church because she was a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
Wasn't nothing wrong with the girl. Amen. But she was just new and people wouldn't understand. She was trying to find some new wine skin because she was new wine to get it on the inside.
Amen.
Because we spend most of our time trying to dry out stuff. Amen.
Amen.
See, that's what we think. That's why churches can't handle stuff, because they got to go in church before they can get in there. We got to dry it out for a long time to make it survive. Well, you know what? There's some dry wine skins. Let them stay dry. Amen. But God's going to raise up some churches. He's going to raise up some people that know. You got to have confidence in Jesus in order to do that. Amen? They're going to be fresh. They're going to be new. And they're going to receive. Some say receive. The new wine. How do you get wine? Some say fruit from harvest. They go out there and harvest grapes. Some say glory to God. And then the pressure gets on there. Amen? Some say new wine. And I believe this church, amen, if you were, somebody say, oh, help us, Lord. Say, oh, help us, Jesus. I believe God's called, you know, we can fill this place up with new wine, but we've been so busy trying to get dry stuff. Somebody left another church over here. Come on over here. Somebody say, amen. Come on over here. You can fit in. We're going to do it just like that. So you can, you know, just leave this one over here and roll on over here. Well, maybe somebody moved in from another church out of town. And we can get them. We can do what everybody else has done. You know what? That's not what God wants. This is a new house that God wants to do new stuff in. Amen. Let's go out there. Somebody say, and fill it up with new people.
Amen.
And new things. I got to shut up because I'm over. But I want to get, this is just the beginning of where I'm going with this. God just started to share it with me. Amen. He says, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what it means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, to repentance, but sinners. I'm going to stop wasting my time with already righteous people. People that would consider themselves to be already righteous. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? But I want to start to work with those sinners. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. And the first thing I want to tell them is going to make a lot of people mad. Amen. Your sins are forgiven you. All they got to do is receive that grace. Somebody say, hallelujah. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Well, it's going to change some things around here, but it'll be all right. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. I think that's really good right there. So we know that we have Matthew. Amen. And we know that we got sinners out there that God wants to call to repentance. Amen. Let's build a house of new wine. Somebody say, new wine.
New wine.
I tell you what, those skins represent the church. I really believe that. I believe those skins represent... You know what? You know why the skins? I believe it represents the church, Because new wine or new wineskins has the ability to stretch. They can be bent out of shape and come right back in again. Amen? But, man, you try to push anything in some old wineskins, that thing will bust wide open. How far are you willing to stretch yourself and your mentality to love somebody different? Amen? Amen? Or even to stretch your mentality to believe that God loves them too, and maybe they know God just as much as you do.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say let's stretch
and
go.
For the new wine.
We ain't got nothing else to do. Ain't nobody else in here. Amen. Somebody say
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Wouldn't want it that way anyhow.
Yep.
So what are you? What would you consider yourself to be? Somebody say you are the skin. You have to learn to hold on and love each other. Amen. And get around people and not break off. Somebody say
amen.
When difference comes in. When diversity comes in. Amen. So you're probably not going to be able to hang with. You just got to be able to hang and do what God wants you to do. Why don't you stand up real quick? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe this long what they said, go to the highways and to the byways. Amen. And round up whoever will come. Somebody say, get them in there.
Get them in there.
Just get them in there. Amen. Somebody say, that's the new wine. Somebody say, this is the hour.
This is the hour.
Of the great
harvest.
But God needs to find some new wineskin to put that great harvest in. Amen?
Amen.
Some people that can hang. I think I'm probably wild enough and strong enough in God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I tell you what, there's some people out there, if they go in some of these old places, amen, that place would fall apart. Amen. Daddy Big Bucks would get mad, stop tithing. Amen. Children's church workers saying, I ain't going back there another day. Amen. It would fall apart, but God's going to find some Matthew people out there, some people that come out of that stuff. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Some people that come out of the real world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People that come out of the real world that can understand where real people are. They're going to be able to love people where they are. Amen.
Amen.
And see them into God's fullness.
Amen.
Several things that we need to learn to do. Somebody say, learn about mercy, learn about grace, learn about forgiveness, and stop trying to look like everybody else. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And stop trying to make yourself feel inferior because you don't. As long as you know Jesus, that's all that matters.
Amen.
So let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. And tonight we just want to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. What do you say?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to change some things. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
We're going to go for it. Amen. Somebody say new stuff.
New stuff.
We all hold on, love us anyhow. Amen.
Yes.
And we're going to change. I'm going to say we're going to go for the new stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. And God will give us new wine to accomplish the new joy. Amen?
Amen.
So let's just pray right now. It's only 11:10. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father, we pray that by your Spirit you'd water the Word. There are several things you can do. Amen. First thing you can do, somebody say, just loosen up. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Loosen up. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost. Why do you think God's trying to get out there and the Holy Ghost and get you and all that stuff right there? God's trying to water the sin. He's trying to oil up that stuff because he wants to put some new stuffing in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, you can stretch. Say, Father,
Father,
oil me
and stretch me.
Bind me right now to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen, that we won't break up and fall apart, Father God, but that we'll house your harvest. Hallelujah. We'll house your harvest, Father God. We'll be a house of your harvest, that we'll be a vessel, Father God, that you can place this new wine in, Father God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for Nations Church right now. Father God, right now in the Nations Church, fill every chair with new wine. Father God, raise up leaders and people that are confident in your grace, Father God. Not to get hung up, Father God, but Lord, we'll hold on to this wine and we'll seal it up, Father God, and when you come, we'll present it to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Fill it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Fill it in Jesus' name. Father God, fill it. Do a new thing and strengthen us, Father God, to stand strong in the new thing that you desire to do. Father God, we thank you for the supernatural help you're giving us through those that are called to come here and help us train up these new ones. Disciple them and make them all that you want them to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You all sit down and Get ready. Amen to do. What can you do? Just for 2 seconds, sit down. What can you do to help us with this? Look at somebody. What can you do to help us with this? Give me 5 minutes. What can you do to help us with this if you think we're going to go in this direction? How many believe we're going in this direction?
Amen.
You know, how many? Sandra, are you going to help us to do this? We're going to be accomplished. Can you? Amen. We just need you to help train some of these disciples that come in. Amen. Some of you, like Tommy and Dean, somebody say glory to God. We need you to give a lot of money. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Somebody say I got to get it first. Amen. Others, we just need you to be strong and love people and hold on. Amen. Somebody say thank God. Because I tell you what, you'll be blessed as you do it. Amen. And if we go for it with confidence and believing that it's a call from God, it won't take us long to get us accomplished. Before you can go and, you know what, a sale. Somebody say sales. You know, we can do a little bit of sales. You know, we know how to do that. But one of the things about a good salesperson is know who you're selling to. To find your, somebody say find your market. Find your people group. Amen. Don't sell to anybody that don't want your stuff. Amen. They don't need your stuff. And there's a bunch of people out there, amen, that need what you have to offer. Find out where they are, who they are, and give it to them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Jesse, why don't you close us out? Amen, and we'll let you go. We're going to be here tonight. How many of y'all are excited about that?
Amen.
Amen. And everybody that's full, everybody that's been in this thing for a while, you know, I'm going to do this 100%. And you love us enough. How many of you love us? You love us enough to want to hang. Some of you just around here because you like hanging. Amen. Well, hang with us in this way. These things. One is get totally, if you're in the Holy Ghost, don't sit up here and look stupid. During these Holy Ghost meetings, get drunk as a skunk. Amen. Because God wants to do something in the next weeks to come. Amen. Get drunk as a skunk. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Get yourself nice and saturated so you'll be able to hang with some of the stuff that God wants you to do in the days and the weeks to come. Stop fighting that stuff, you know. You know, you've had more than enough teaching to know God's righteousness, to, you know what I'm saying? We've taken it from the, you know about this stuff. Jump in. Jump into it. Amen. Amen. Jump in. We shouldn't, you know, don't allow the preacher and the pastor to spend his time trying to convert you that should already know to real truths. Amen. So when we get these new people in there, we need to be fighting on these new time comers to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Submit to God in everything that you do. You know, submit to the being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Submit to those things. Submit to the new wine. And get ready so you can be a help to somebody else. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Amen.
And go with us wherever God tells us to go. Amen. Shut up just for a season and roll with it. Amen. And let's see what happens. Brother Jesse.
So the first thing we're going to do is get rid of our senior citizens ministry. So I want you... No. No. Yeah, they... No. I want to encourage you because what Pastor Rod said was true, and we can get caught up so much. You know, the Bible says that man looks on the outward appearance. But this new thing doesn't always have to do with age. Although it is hard to get old people that have been in church all their life to bend a little bit. But it doesn't have to do with age. It has to do with people and their heart, where they are with God. And usually the downfall in this area has to do with judgment. Well, you might see somebody from a new generation walk in that looks different, and you'll be all hung up on their appearance, on who they are, and think that they're so bad because of all these things and not realize all the problems you have, all the sins you have. And so we like to say, well, I don't do that. I have these acceptable sins that God doesn't care about, like gossip and strife and backbiting and all that. I've got the acceptable sins, but they dyed their hair wrong, and I don't know if God can handle that. We have so much religion in our thinking, and we got to get rid of that stuff. So I just want to encourage you, as we close in prayer, You got to renew your mind and stop looking at people. You got to stop looking at the outward appearance. God will change that person, and they will manifest what God wants them to be. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But also realize there are some young people that are very religious. So don't be caught up by age, but don't be caught up by appearance, but be flexible. If I could say anything, be flexible. Realize that everywhere you go and everybody you talk to, that could be an opportunity to reach somebody. And sometimes it's the most unlikely people, and sometimes it's the most unlikely places. So be prepared, all right? Let's just... Stand up, and we'll get out of here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this word. Father, we thank you for this season that we're in. We thank you, Lord, for revival, and we thank you for your power, God. We can't do it in and of ourselves, but we depend on you, Father. So we don't market you to a select group of people, and we don't withhold the gift that you've given us from the people that need it, Father. But we open our lives as vessels to be used wherever and whenever you want to use us, Father. We get judgment out of the way, Father, prejudice, we remove all those things, Father. We ask, Father, that you use us to reach those that we don't always expect to reach, Father. Father, I pray that you cleanse our minds and do a healing in our hearts concerning prejudice and judgment and all the things that we've been indoctrinated with, Father. Lord, if there's anybody here that is caught up into too much religion, Father, Lord, I pray that you make us new. Don't fix us, Father, but make us new. If we're into the old way, Father, I pray that you break that and you create a new wineskin on the inside of us, Father. Lord, I pray that anybody here that's into judgment, Father, that you just release that from them and do a healing in their life. And Lord, I thank you for that excitement. I thank you for the new thing you're doing. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're empowering us to reach these people by your Spirit, Father. Lord, I pray that a heavier anointing would abide on the inside of us, Father, and a greater sensitivity to your Spirit, Father, that we would be able to be led everywhere we go, that we wouldn't just be spiritual on Sunday, but we'd be spiritual on Saturday and on Friday and during the week, Father, witnessing wherever we go, open to your Spirit, always in prayer, Father. I thank you for the leading and guidance of your Holy Spirit, and I thank you that it's making a difference in this community. Lord, I pray that everyone would be given an assignment by your Spirit in this area this week. Lord, lead them in a new way, in a new level this week, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Amen.